Alan, it may be All Ireland weekend, but the club championship up and running, I suppose, is a sign of the lack of involvement from the neck of the woods of teams on All Ireland weekend. But your senior championship got underway last night, Errigal Kieran defeating Eaglish.
Yeah, that's right, and it was, I suppose, an important win for Eagle Cairn because obviously they have won the last two All-County League titles and reached the County Championship final 2 years ago and would be one of the teams probably alongside Cull Island and Trillick who would be sort of tipped for to be among the main contenders for this year's title. Now, so obviously for them to get through that first round game was an important result for them, even though maybe on a wet Friday night under the floodlights at Healy Park, they weren't as impressive as maybe some people might have anticipated, but for them the main target obviously was to progress, and they've done that and are in the quarterfinals now.
Yeah, and three more games this weekend and four next weekend. You mentioned Cull Island there, you mentioned Trillick, you mentioned Errigal Kieran. Are the main contenders?
Yeah, they are, and the big game from a West Tyrone point of view is next Friday night in Omagh, where you've Trillick and Dromore, those great rivals of Tyrone football, neighbours and rivals, and they meet in the first round, and that really probably is the pick of the first round games because those two teams over the past, you know, 15 years or so, Dromore have probably held the upper hand in terms of that rivalry, while Trillick maybe struggled to maintain their senior status at times. Dromore were winning a couple of county titles in 2007, 2009 and 2011. Trillick now, with all their county representatives like Matty Donnelly and Richie Donnelly and the Brennans, although obviously Lee has left the panel, but they're maybe favourites for this one because of the fact that they have that strong representation of players who have made their mark over this past couple of years with Tyrone teams, whereas Dromore maybe are after the glory days of the past sort of decade and a half there in a rebuilding process. So, but needless to say, that's going to be a very, very interesting tie. The other one, I suppose, that's really going to capture the imagination is Arbow and Cull Island. Cull Island obviously won the title last year, and they, you know, they have maintained the momentum of that success. They're top of Division 1 at the moment. But Arbow equally are a team that have won a few minor titles over this past few years, and, you know, will be fancying maybe their chances of causing an upset in that one. And another big game, obviously, this weekend is the clash of the two towns, Omagh and Dungannon. And I suppose over a long period of time, both of those clubs have been among the, I suppose, powerhouses of Tyrone football, even though it's over 60 years since Dungannon won a title. But I suppose because they're the two main towns in the county, they're, you know, their relative success or otherwise in terms of senior competitions is seen as important, and obviously Omagh have over this past few years have won two titles, and they'll be tipped to they'll probably be tipped to progress from today's game against Dungannon. But at the same time, Dungannon just up from intermediate last year, they have got off to a great start in the league. They're, you know, just below the leaders, and they'll be fancying their chances, so that's going to be an interesting one.
And who are the main players in that game?
Well, obviously, I suppose for Omagh, you have Conor Myler and Ronan O'Neill and Kieran McLaughlin and people like that. And then for Dungannon, you'll have Podrick McNulty and a few players, you know, a few players like that. So it's an interesting one from that point of view because you have a strong contingent of players who have made their mark at not only at senior level for the county but also at underage level over this past couple of years. So, and Omagh then are managed by an interesting one is Karen McCabe is their manager, former player, but he's actually travelling from Belfast every night for their training, so that's a fairly substantial commitment for him. He took over from Paddy Crozier, who stepped down at the end of last year.
And you mentioned that game is in Donegal today at 2:30, and well, as we speak, it's probably coming to a conclusion. Historic day for Tatty Ray, I suppose. They've really been the club side of the last year or so in Tyrone, coming up from junior to intermediate to senior.
Yeah, they're doing they're aiming. We talk about Dublin aiming for five in a row. I think Tatty Ray are aiming for three in a row. The junior championship in 20 2017, the Intermediate Championship in 2018, and perhaps the Senior Championship in 2019. And I suppose they're playing Eden Dark in the first round, and it's a game that Taddy Ray could maybe spring a result from, even though Eden Dark would be the favourites. Taddy Ray will be going out in that one with a certain determination and a belief that they can maybe make the most of this opportunity, and for them to get to a championship quarter final would certainly be a magnificent achievement.
And tell me, in terms of Taddy Ray, we would kind of looked upon them over the last decade or so as a junior club. What has brought about the change?
I think what has brought about the change is a couple of things. They have been making a big effort to sort of develop players, and even though that mightn't have been reflected in success at underage level, they have a few players who have that determination and that sort of desire to really make a go of things and never say die attitude, and I think that has really stood them in good stead between winning the junior championship in 2017, and then coming then and winning the intermediate championship. I suppose the thing about it is a lot of teams can sort of make that grade between junior and intermediate. Not, I won't say quite easily, but the fact that Taddy Ray were competing and were unfortunate maybe not to have won promotion to intermediate previous to that has stood to them as well. In addition, they brought in Stephen McHugh as manager a few years ago, just before their junior championship success, and I think maybe he as well has instilled that tactical know-how and sort of the competitive edge that, you know, they always had, but has been sharpened maybe even further over those couple of years. And then obviously there's been that element of good fortune, but you make your own fortune, and Taddy Ray have certainly been doing that since 2016.
And what are their prospects this evening or today against Eden Dark?
Their prospects probably, you know, Taddy Ray at the moment, you know, they're sitting bottom of the Division 1 table, but they have 3 points. Eden Dark aren't that much ahead of them on that table. Eden Dark have the greater senior pedigree, and you know they would have reached maybe semi-finals and quarter-finals on a more regular basis. But don't be surprised that when the action begins, Taddy Ray have the ability to maybe spring a surprise and progress to that quarter-final.
And the final game of this weekend's first round ties is Carrickmore and Derry Laughan. That's in Pomeroy this evening.
Yeah, that's another interesting one, because I suppose, again, two teams like that have over the years have enjoyed good senior championship success. In fact, the last time that Derry Laughan and Carrickmore met in the final was 1981, and Derry Laughan won that one. Now, Carrickmore, they topped the Roll of Honour, but maybe aren't going into it with the same level of expectation as they may have done in previous years, because we mentioned about Dromore rebuilding, Carrickmore are rebuilding as well. They've had a number of very successful underage teams. They're really putting a big focus in, and I think the general belief is that it's going to take maybe a couple of years for those players to come through the ranks and maybe start really challenging for senior championship honours. But by the same token, you know, they're not the leaders of the O'Neill Cup for no reason. Every year they go into it with very strong credentials, and again, you know, they'll be tipped to progress against Derry Laughan, but, you know, whether or not they can go much further, it'll be interesting to see, but they're more than capable. Now, one thing is that they're possibly going to be missing Conor Gormley. He got injured last week. They're also missing their captain, their team captain, Pierce Cunningham, who got injured as well earlier in the season. So they have a few sort of concerns like that, which maybe are cautioning their optimism to a certain extent. But Carrickmore in the senior championship are always formidable opponents.
You expect them to get through this evening?
I would expect them to get through this evening, yes.
And finally, before we let you go, I know you're heading to Jones's Road tomorrow, Crow Park, Dublin and Kerry. The drive for five, will the history be made tomorrow?
it's very hard to see past Dublin because I suppose you know, over this past couple of games they have, you know, they've really pushed ahead in their second half. Their third quarter performance against Mayo was frightening in its intensity, and I suppose Kerry, you know, struggled in the first half against Tyrone. They, you know, they came good in the second half. They have a lot of young players, but the conventional wisdom would suggest that Dublin should win it comfortably. I vaguely remember the first All Ireland final I was at was the 82-1 between Kerry and Offaly, that Offaly obviously won with Seamus Darby's late goal. Now at that time everybody was talking about Kerry in the same way that everybody is talking about Dublin now as we go into tomorrow's final. Is there a Seamus Darby out there? Who knows? It doesn't look like it, but it can never be ruled out.